Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
Heart of Texas, the trailer park is nice, nice and dark. Deep in the heart of Texas, Dad drinks his brew and he spits his chew. Deep in the heart of Texas, the TV blares but no one cares. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Hey everybody, welcome to King of the Hill podcast. Waiting for that beat to drop. I am Mike.
And I'm Rusty.
There he is. It's a That Ain't Right Friday.
And it ain't right.
Welcome in. We have a quick voicemail to play for you guys, and then we'll talk about it after that.
Mike and Rusty for the Blow Up Podcast. I'm a longtime listener, second-time caller, Anthony.
Anthony!
I do have a question, but I do want to talk about the last episode, which would be Season 5, Episode 6, the episode about cotton. It's actually one of my favorite episodes of King of the Hill, and I actually named my old Cadillac, Cadillac DeVille, Cotton, after Cotton.
That's cool.
And just last thing about the episode is that... Dave Thomas is the voice of Lane Prattley. He's not the the burger guy. But the reason I bring him up is because he also does the voice of Gren on Cowboy Bebop. Mm. And that's the only two connections between those shows. And those are my two favorite shows.
Oh, that's funny.
And my quick question is, will Swimmer's Ear, your new show, affect the Bluff schedule? Like, would there still be Friday episodes? Or are you just doing the one episode review of the episode? And then... Swimmer's Ear. It's just going to be a Friday episode, is all I'm asking.
Yeah, they were scared that Friday was going to. He thought he was losing Friday.
Hope you all have a good day.
All right.
Go ahead and like shore up on that. We're continuing with Monday and Friday. I will say, though, the only way Friday ever becomes anything other than what it is if it becomes a third podcast on its own, where me and Mike are just doing auxiliary content that we want to do outside of King of the Hill, related to King of the Hill or not. So that's the only way Friday, because we have discussed having a podcast where just me and Mike could just talk about our week.
Just whatever.
Whatever we so desire. Yeah. And that would be called Those Boys Ain't Right. And that's what that would become. Yeah. It is a segment of Bois right now. It eventually could be something different if that's what me and Mike choose to do later on down the road.
But Anthony, number one, thank you for your call.
Yeah, appreciate the call.
Number
for sure.
Two, thank you for continuing to listen.
Yeah,
and,
I appreciate it.
And like Rusty said, don't worry. We just wanted to drop that into the feed so that you guys would know it. You got the trailer before anybody else did.
Yeah.
And I think you got the first episode before anybody else
did. Well, what that was about, Anthony, was like to culminate an audience for that. It's like it's about culminating the audience or whatever, because there's a lot of overlap with you know, King of the Hill and Adult Swim, because it was hosted on Adult Swim. There's bumpers, there's tons of Adult Swim bumpers with King of the Hill on it. So it was just a natural segue into Adult Swim, giving that to you guys.
We just wanted you guys to know about it, and we like to drop it to our fans that are already there. So if you can, go subscribe to Swimmer's Ear, because I think we've got some cool stuff coming up, including talking to Frylock, which our first interview for that show. But again, Anthony, thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate that.
That's at Funky Ear Podcast. That was the only creative thing I could come up with.
And if you need to, you can just go to roguemedia.com or roguemedianetwork.com and search for Ear. You'll find Swimmer's Ear.
Swimmer's
you can
Ear
listen
there.
To them there. You can get to a Spotify or wherever you want to go. By the way, if you want to call in to this very special call-in line, it is 254-271-4007. Once again, that's 254-271-4007. Please call in. Leave us a message.
Yeah, we'd appreciate it. It's fun. Yeah, it's fun. It's hearing your guys' voices is funner than listening to or reading your messages, I think. I like reading your messages, too, but it's cool hearing your guys' y'all's voices and takes on things.
I'm going to go out on a limb.
Also, I'm going to start a Google sheet, one of those Google where they can click on it and there's like a sheet you fill out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do that for stickers, because I went through and I tried to find everybody's addresses that have sent to me before, and it's just really, really hard to find everybody because there's so many messages that have been exchanged and stuff like that, trying to get guests. And so what I'm going to do is, this episode, I'm letting you know that I'm creating a Google document for this, or a Google sheet, where you all will have a physical place that you could go and submit your information to me.
Yeah.
And the next time that you hear about it, I'll have the actual link up and ready.
So it's going to be a form?
A Google form.
Yeah, that's Google form. That way it'll build a spreadsheet on the back end.
That way it does a spreadsheet on the back end. And then
that's cool.
It makes it easier because it's hard to keep up with, because I'm the one that does all of our social media stuff. So I'm monitoring six different websites with social media accounts and 30 different, 40 different people trying to communicate at once. And then now that we've started Swimmer's Ear, that's another six social media accounts that, you know, so
it's a lot.
It gets to be a lot.
It can be
so
a lot.
I'm going to create a Google form for that, just so it's easier for me and for everybody else.
I need to
get
some Swimmer's Ear stickers made too, so that we can not only send out King of the Hill stickers, but Swimmer's Ear stickers.
I got a guy.
Yeah. You got a guy?
I got a guy that does stickers out of Michigan, or out of Wisconsin. Yeah, he's a friend of mine. He does all kinds of crazy cool stickers, but he makes them all in his basement. He's got like this big setup and everything.
Well, yeah. I mean, if he's cheaper than Sticker Mule, I'll take it.
Yeah. I'll talk to him and see what I could do. I might be able to get him to do a trial run and give us a bunch of free ones.
Yeah, it'd be great. And if he'll do that, just let him know that, you know, I mean, there's plenty of shows here that we could make stickers for.
I've told him so many times, because, like, he does it right now is just for fun. And I keep telling him, I was like, dude, we literally have this whole podcast network that people will pay for stickers from you for their podcast.
There's 10, 15 shows right now that I would send to him. I'd send graphics.
And that's what I told him. I was like, I could literally have you just enough business off of just one.
Well, I'm saying... Especially for like this block party thing coming up. We're going to throw out stickers to people and all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
I'll talk to him tonight and see what I could work out for him.
All right. So being Friday, you guys know that we go over other stuff in the King of the Hill universe.
Yeah, for sure.
Once again, we're back at cracked.com.
You know, people can say what they want about how the are these articles and stuff that we read from and stuff like that, but I really like these.
I do too,
because it gives I like our perspective too. I love pushing my perspective on you guys, but it's cool to see what these cracked writers and stuff like that. Because a lot of these cracked writers, I imagine, are probably in their early 20s. You know, this is all like intern stuff. They're like beginning of their writing careers.
I think it's probably like Bored Panda at this point. You know, anybody can pretty much write for cracked.
You can submit an article. You can. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Anybody could submit an article, and they pick your article if they like it. And
we should write an article. send it to Cracked.
Send it to Cracked. Yeah. We should. We should send them
just
one.
Just about this show and how we started it and all that stuff.
We should do a Cracked article rating all of the King of the Hill podcasts that aren't ours.
There you go.
Yeah, I think that would be good.
That'd be kind
of
cool.
Like a top 10 list of King of the Hill podcasts. Yeah. As much as... I
wonder how Hill Kings are doing.
I'm not sure. Okay. I haven't talked to them since we interviewed them. I've kept up with their social media, though. They're still cranking them out. They had a little hiccup to where they had to skip like a week or two, I think. They were after they had talked to us, I think he kind of snowballed some things and he kind of listened to our podcast a little bit. And they were trying to figure out their lane with some added ideas, maybe. I'm not really sure. I'm not saying that they took our ideas.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm just saying that because they said they were regrouping and they were going to come back with a better show. So maybe, you know, maybe they...
I'm going to put out a quick plea. Mike Judge. Hey, could you call us? It's 254-271-4007. Mike, that's all you got to do.
Yeah, just give us a call.
And call us, yeah. Or you know, leave us a message. Leave us a... Oh, my God. Can you imagine if we got, like, a Porky's Butthole message from Mike Judge on our call-in line? That would be the greatest thing
ever. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah. Okay, so this Cracked article came out January 3rd, so not too long ago. It says, the best B-plots in King of the Hill history prove that Hank wasn't really the star, which I think we've kind of alluded to before. You know, a lot of the time, it's not about Hank.
Yeah, there's plots, the B plots that to me are funnier than whatever the main story is, for sure.
So the first one we've got in this story, it says, in a beer can named Desire, Bill's horny family is funnier than Hank throwing a football.
Which
I think that's absolutely correct.
Bill's horny family was the three remaining Dixie Chicks. Uh-huh. They just had one of the Dixie Chicks pass away.
I am Gilbert Fontaine de la Tour d'Autrive, the man of the house. Dale Gribble.
The last remaining D'Autrive male. Or should I say...
Oh, don't bother.
Oh. Hank's changing the tire.
You kind of snuck up on me there.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I've always been a creeper. Violet.
I've always been a creeper.
I would agree with him because, honestly, the throwing the football thing wasn't that funny.
The football wasn't that funny
These guys
all,
are fantastic.
But the whole, like, shtick about his family and then... the three girl cousins or whatever. Yeah, it's hilarious.
So the second one on this list is in Pregnant Pause, Dale's bounty hunting business is better than Hank getting baby crazy. And I think he's right about that, or I think this person is right about that as well. He wants to hunt humans for profit. And I mean, it's pretty damn good, honestly.
Excuse me, I couldn't help reading your lips. This hunting humans... Do you need a license?
Couldn't help read your lips.
You need a license.
This hat's my license. Any man who skips out on his bail can be hunted like an animal, although not eaten. All you gotta do is sit through a 4-hour training course.
You're telling me there's a poorly trained quasi-legal police force that operates with few, if any, government controls? It's about time.
I wonder who the voice of that bounty hunter is, though.
I don't know.
He sounds like something you'd hear on Disney Saturday afternoon.
Either that or he sounds like a wrestler or somebody like that.
It almost sounds like, I can't remember the name of the dang cartoon, but it was a big cat in like a purple coat or something. Mm. And it was like a villain.
We need to start that show. Big Cat in a Purple Coat.
The Villain.
Just call it The Villain.
I'm trying to think of what it is.
Look it up.
Chip and Dale?
Oh, maybe. Oh, it does kind of sound like the guy from Chip and Dale, like the big cat with the little head. Yeah, you're kind of right. All right, so the next one is in How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Alamo. The Alamo wasn't all that memorable, honestly. The thing is, not only the B story in this one is Peggy with Flat Stanley. And that's a very funny thing, honestly.
The hell is this? Some kind of voodoo doll? My nose is not that big.
That is Flat Stanley. Teachers have their students send them out to faraway places. Then you take pictures of him, send it back, and the kids learn about geography.
What do these people want from me? I am not God.
I'm not God.
I'm not God.
I just love the fact that Peggy just drags Flat Stanley through the worst stuff. You know, I mean, she just found beats it. the shit out of him.
The Fat Cat.
Yeah, that's the name of it. Yeah, there you go.
That's what it kind of sounds like.
It does kind of
like
sound like that guy, yeah.
I bet you. Watch it end up being him.
It's probably the same guy. But anyway,
oh, Jim Cummings.
She ends up taking Flat Stanley and just beating the shit out of him.
I'm sorry. I'm over here on a tangent.
No, you're good, man.
It bugged me, that voice. That voice sounded, I don't know, it was just so familiar.
So we were talking the bounty hunter in the episode Pregnant Pause. It says it sounds just like the big cat from Chippendale.
The Pregnant Pause episode.
All right. In Peggy the Boggle Champ, a stain on a carpet was funnier than Hank bringing Peggy a pencil. And I don't know necessarily. It says in all fairness, this A plot was mostly Peggy action as Hank brought her to Dallas to compete in a Boggle championship, but she never would have beaten that prissy Sissy Cobb if her coach didn't bring her a trusty pencil.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd never rewatch this episode if it weren't for Bobby and Luann's increasingly unhinged attempts to repair. Oh, okay. Now to repair the damage they did to the house while Hank and Peggy were gone.
Oh, that was a great episode. I like how they're cleaning up at the end.
Let's go, let's go, let's go! My parents are gonna be home any minute!
What the hell is going on here? This party is officially over. You kids get out of here before I call your parents.
Number one, everybody there is like over 40. You know, they're all workers, and they're all in their suits. Like,
hey, I was right.
Work suits.
I was right. It's Jim Cummings.
Oh, that's cool.
Man, that's awesome. That's I like it when I'm right. I love that. Don't you when you live here?
I don't know how you two could be so irresponsible. You are both grounded.
What were you thinking? You've got school tomorrow.
He's yelling at one of the workers.
Yeah.
Ah! I ain't got no fingers!
I ain't got no fingers.
I ain't got no fingers. I don't know what that was from.
Yeah.
But those are the ones that they list, and they're absolutely right. Often, let's even talk about the one we just did with Bobby in the Longhorn suit. The fact that I thought Dub was pretty funny.
Dub is funny, yeah.
I thought Khan making fun of Bobby was funny.
That's a good one, too.
There's a lot of the times that those B storylines are just flat-ass hilarious.
I think so.
In this last one, it was a very, like I mentioned, super sub-B plot. Bill got a cell phone, and then Dale took it away from him. That was it. It was like two lines in the whole show. Yeah, but I find that very funny that he's like,
oh, I like it.
Hey, look, I got your cell phone. You know, he's calling
got
Bill.
Your cell
but,
phone.
By the way, does that mean he's calling Bill on Bill's landline to let him know he stole his cell phone?
Is he? Maybe that's what he's doing.
That's
the only way
you could do it, right?
I guess that's what he's doing, yeah.
So if you guys have some of these B plots that you like better than the episodes,
send them to us.
Or you can call them in using our hotline.
Our hotline.
Which is 254-271-4007. Mike Judge, would you let us know what your favorite B plot was?
And before we go, let me ask you, what is your favorite guest appearance of a celebrity?
You know, I've never been a big fan of celebrity guest appearances in TV shows, especially animated ones for some reason.
Yeah.
But I do like Willie Nelson showing up. I think Willie Nelson's is a good one because it fits perfectly. I like that one where he dreams of playing golf with him and all that stuff. Yeah,
mine was Alan Rickman at the Renaissance Fair.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I love that one.
Yeah,
but,
that's a good one too.
Thanks, guys, and I guess that's Friday.
That's it. Just let them know where they can find us, and then we'll move on.
You can find us at bwaakoth.com, or you can find us at roguemedianetwork.com/bwaakoth.
And remember, these are your Friday episodes. We're not replacing it with Swimmer's
Ear.
That's a second show, but if you can, go find Swimmer's Ear, subscribe, check it out. We'd really appreciate
Funky
it.
Funky Ear Podcast on social media.
There you go.
Thank you.
Now, remember, on Monday, we're going to have a little shorter episode because I will be in Orlando speaking at a conference. And so, but then we'll have our Monday and our Friday episodes. They'll be short ones.
Yep.
And then the following Monday, we'll follow it up with Season 5, Episode 8.
Ooh, we meant on yay.
We meant on yay, indeed.
Bah.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.